The corporate watchdog has flagged a crackdown on complex financial products that could breach the spirit of the law. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission is chairing a global push to crack down on risky products which can potentially be used to get around takeover regulations. All very complicated. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Reiner, can sort it out. Pete, what are these complex products under scrutiny? What are they?
Well, Tony, ASIC is concerned about products known as derivatives, such as contracts for difference, which are retailed widely in Australia, basically where you can bet on a share price to fall even without using your own money. But in the bigger picture, this is where major deals that could involve billions of dollars in proposals can be made without proper or real financing. And this comes as ASIC takes a very close look at current takeover laws, whether they're outdated, provide proper disclosure, or demonstrate that innovation is now outstripping the spirit of the law. And earlier this week, we broke the story on AM that ASIC wants to overhaul so-called creep laws, where a corporate raider can use a loophole to gradually up their stake in a company without paying a premium. And that was a thinly veiled swipe at Gina Rinehart and James Packer in relation to Fairfax Media and Echo Entertainment. Now, ASIC chairman Greg Medcraft says he's very worried about derivatives. He's chairing a global task force with the French regulator in a bid to get ahead of certain banks which are skirting regulations.
They are basically manufactured on a global basis by banks, etc. So perhaps there should be some guidance or standards established for the way that the products are actually basically regulated. You know, one of the things you're trying to do is make sure you have consistent global rules. So, you know, that's what we're looking at.
The chairman of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, Greg Medcraft. Peter, when it comes to regulation, have the corporate cops been able to do much since the lessons of the global financial crisis?
Well, Tony, the corporate and banking regulators say there's only so much they can do, and they certainly don't have any laws to outlaw bad decisions or indeed stupidity. Both ASIC and the banking and insurance regulator APRA say many of the poor decisions that have sent companies bust or hurt investors badly come down to decisions made on company boards. ASIC's Greg Medcraft made the point that directors should actually at least be able to understand a balance sheet, which is a bit surprising. APRA's John Laker told the Economist conference in Sydney yesterday that boards need to take more responsibility, but he can't do too much about highly paid, stupid people.
I've been in a lot of discussions about the role of regulation where the word board doesn't get mentioned, and it should. That's the starting point for this financial system, not the regulator. So we can't regulate against reckless behaviour. We can certainly do our best to intrude, to identify it and to modify it, but, you know, show me a piece of paper that says, you know, thou shalt not be stupid. I'd love the regulation, but, you know, that won't help me at all.
APRA's chairman, John Laker, speaking there. Peter, finally, on the consumer front, the online shopping boom has got its own problems in terms of staying ahead of criminals.
Yes, there's been a big rise in credit card crime, mainly due to online traders having systems hacked and credit card details stolen. The Payments Clearing Association says more than $300 million has been lost in fraud on credit and debit cards, with a million individual cases. 70% of these losses are where the buyer and seller didn't actually meet face-to-face. So while the corporate cops operate in the big picture globally, at the retail level, banks are having to work overtime to stay ahead of the crims.
Consumers beware as well. Business editor Peter Ryan.